everybody, and welcome to the Digital Marketing Script, Episode 2. I'm Carl Britton Jr., and today we're talking about formatting your content for the different social media platforms. So formatting your content on different social media platforms is essential. The way you speak on Facebook is different than the way you speak on Twitter. The psychology of the user on Instagram is different than the psychology of the user on LinkedIn. So you have to format your content accordingly. Your content can be amazing, but you have to format it for the context of each platform. So when you're posting your content to Facebook, it needs to enhance that, not interrupt that. You don't want to be sell on Facebook unless you have already proven yourself as a valuable tool or valuable asset or valuable resource. So make sure that you're formatting your information on Facebook for community, friends, and family. So the formatting on LinkedIn is completely different. You need to be professional. Even though you've gone to pharmacy school for 10,000 years and you're educated on all these different health issues, you still have to prove that you know what you're speaking about, that you understand pharmacy, that you understand the world of compounding. So you have to hone that in on LinkedIn. You have to prove that you are the professional. So you can't be posting your vacation pictures on LinkedIn. You really need to touch on the business, the actual meat and potatoes of compounding and independent pharmacy. So Twitter is going to be your rapid fire news and information. This is where people are going to come to get that rapid fire feel. So what you need to be posting on Twitter is going to be real information about your industry. What's going on with the flu shot? What's going on with the Zika virus? What's going on with allergies? What's going on with these different things? All that needs to be rapid fire, rapid information, and news worthy. So you want to create massive value through news and information on Twitter in 140 characters. Instagram is a completely different beast. This is going to be visual communication through images and actual communication through video. So with that visual communication, people really like to be encouraged. So posting those helpful tips on recipes and helpful tips on health, helpful tips on exercise and workouts, helpful tips on community and things like that are really great for the image style. Now, they also really like to see behind the scenes. They want to know what is going on in the world of pharmacy. They want to see what you're doing back there. Are you really counting pills, or are you just slacking and playing on Facebook? They want to see what's really happening. They want to see your personality. So showing that. However, this is a warning. Be very cautious of HIPAA violations. Make sure when you're taking that picture, that selfie on Instagram, that you don't have a prescription bottle or patient information right there, because that is a HIPAA violation. So make sure that you're very conscious of what is in the background of your Instagram images, your Facebook images, your Twitter images, your LinkedIn images, and your videos. Thank you so much for joining me on the Digital Marketing Script. I'm Carl Britton. This is episode 2, and I hope you come back for episode 3.